This episode is sponsored by Linode. Do you need a Linux server for your latest creation? Then check them out. They provide native SSD storage, 200 gigabit per second network connections, Intel E5 processors, and top-of-the-line hardware to run your servers on. It deploys Linux in seconds from a Linode cloud, and you can choose your Linux distribution and node location right from the manager. They have locations in Asia, North America, and Europe, and a sweet set of tools to make it easy to manage it. If the web interface isn't your thing, they also have an API and a command line. They also provide two-factor authentication, IPv6, DNS manager, plumbing, scaling, and everything else you would want. So get the most out of your Linux node by checking them out at linode.com or devchat.tv/linode. Hello and welcome to episode 78 of React Native Radio. I'm your host, Nader Dabbitt. Today on our panel, we have Peter Pykarczyk.
Hey, everybody.
Kent Laborde.
Hello.
And today our special guest is Rotem Mizrachi-Maydun from Wix. Welcome to the show, Rotem.
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. So today our topic is going to be talking about testing with Detox. If you haven't heard, Detox is basically a end-to-end testing library, I believe, and Wix has kind of been the company that's been open-sourced it. And we'll get into a lot of the details in just a moment. But before we do so, do you mind giving us a quick intro of how you got into programming and kind of how you came to work at Wix?
Yeah, sure. Sounds like it's going to be a long intro. I think that maybe from the day I can remember myself, I was stuck to the computer screen like a nerd kid. And very early on, I was wondering how everything works. And I think when I was about 10, my father bought a hardware and just let me install it on with no supervision. And the initial interest was to make games run, like hearing audio from an 8-bit sound blaster and watching Prince of Persia on an EGA screen, which was mind-blowing experience for me. And since then, I really got into computer hardware and Linux networking and things in that area. And my first real job was what we call today a production engineer back in 2005. And it was really different then than what it is today. And when I started my engineering degree 2 years later, that was actually the first time I got to real coding and something meaningful in software. And then I started taking small software projects, mainly in Android, which I fell in love with pretty quickly. And I think maybe mainly because of HTC G1, which was my device back then in 2011. And Wix became pretty big in recent years. And in order to preserve the startup mentality and continue moving fast, Wix created a matrix structure where every product is built by a mini company or what we call a vertical. And it's an entity that holds people from all role types, developers, designers, product managers, and middle management. And in order to share knowledge and infrastructure across the company, Wix created guilds or horizontals. It's a professional entity that it is in charge of keeping all members aligned in terms of professional skills, if that makes sense. And so I'm part of the core team of the Mobile Guild, and I'm not working on any user-facing products. Instead, I'm supporting developers and creating infrastructure and developer tools and defining the development process and testing infrastructure and methodologies. And that's mainly what I do. I started to work at Wix after a startup I worked at, Everything.me, shut down in 2005. It was one of my top options when I was searching for a job, but I think mainly I chose Wix since it invests a lot of time in developing professional skills of its employees, from dedicated training time through sending to conferences and encouraging public speaking and writing, which is something I think I find very, very exclusive in this area. I think Wix is also known for its great emphasis on TDD and testing in general. And I think that's why we got the green light on developing such a tool as Detox.
Very cool. And that makes a lot of sense when you mentioned the focus on open source and speaking and things like that, because I know I've met Aaron Greenwald and Tal Cole recently. I think I met Tal maybe a year and a half ago, and Aaron just a few weeks ago, I think. And they also work with you at Wix, right?
Yeah, sure. Tal is my superior, and I work with Aaron as well.
Okay, so can you kind of give us a quick overview of what Detox is and what it aims to accomplish that wasn't there before Detox came along?
I think we should just start with the story of what we had before. So before Detox, we had experience of 8 months with Appium, with React Native. And the team that started working on it, I was not on that team at the time. They invested lots of time in testing and just trying to make Appium work with React Native. And they found that very, very hard because their tests were, the main issue was they just had to deal with lots of flakiness, and running things locally didn't run like they run in CI, and they had to add lots of slips and weights in order to get their test green. So they actually couldn't really, they just ended up with not trusting the test suites because they couldn't be sure if a test is just flaky or is really red, and there is no way to actually understand which is which. When you got into Detox, we decided just to start from fresh as much as we could. And we tried to see what's new in testing outside, if there are any new tools that can help us with creating what we wanted. And we found that Espresso and Earl Grey, which are Graybox drivers for testing Android and iOS apps, were pretty good. And Google, which is developing these two tools and leading Graybox testing frameworks, they just nailed that right. And they managed to perish flakiness from native applications. So we thought that's going to be a good starting point for us. Of course, we wanted to make that work with React Native as well. So the very special thing with React Native is that they implement a lots of things in native from scratch, and lots of that is not supported by native applications or by what Espresso and Earl Grey and what Espresso and Earl Grey's idling resources, which is their synchronization tool, are able to synchronize with.
So can you tell us the difference between black box testing and gray box testing?
Sure. Let me try to go ahead with that. So black box testing is a method of testing stuff from the outside without knowing what's going on internally in the application or in. So in mobile, black box end-to-end essentially goes over the view hierarchy with some kind of special application that can read the hierarchy and looks for an element. And if it's not found, then it slips, and then it continues looping until an arbitrary timeout that we choose, or the framework chooses for us. And if it's found, the framework then interacts with a view. And the same principles are applied to web black box and to end testing as well, I think. So the main thing about black box is that you have to really choose this timeout, this arbitrary number, and think how unfair it is asking users to provide this timeout parameter. I mean, they have no idea what's going on inside the operating system or what's going on inside the application, and this is actually the main cause of flakiness. And the thing about the thing that, that is different in Graybox is that it allows the test framework to monitor the app from the inside and actually synchronize with what's going on inside the process. So it actually runs in the same process, and it can access memory, and it can run on the main thread and stop all the other execution of rendering. And it can, and since it can read memory, it can see all the queues and all the, and all that is being executed inside the application and just wait for it to be idle. That's exactly what Detox does in that manner. And Detox actually synchronizes with React Native. It synchronizes with a React Native thread and with the native modules and with the main thread as well and with network. And only then when everything is idle, when all of these report that are idle, only then Detox executes, the command that the user asked it to run.
So speaking of, gray box, black box testing in general, can you kind of go over where this fits into testing an entire app as far as the different types of tests go? So we went over black box, gray box. Can you kind of go over, things like unit testing and like where this fits in that flow, I guess, just a general idea just for people that kind of may not know that answer.
Yeah, sure. Of course. So if we'll take the testing pyramid, which is a pyramid that tries to abstract the how we should do testing, then the base of the pyramid, then there that's the place where we write most of our tests, which are very fast and very close to the code. These are called unit tests. And in React Native, we mostly test the JavaScript code. So this code can run in Node, and there are great tools that can help us write unit tests. Jest is one of them, and we use Jest a lot in Wix. The higher level is component tests, which we can also run in Node. We rely on Enzyme by Airbnb. And we have like a special library to help us with mocking that we created in Wix that is called Enzyme Drivers. But actually, we found out that creating component tests in React Native is very hard because we run everything in Node and we can't really render all the native parts of the application. So this is something we also are thinking about tackling with Detox in the future, and we'll probably talk about it later. And the tip of the testing pyramid is end-to-end tests. These are very long tests that test the application, the whole application and the whole system from servers and from in the interaction, like a real user. From the interaction, like a real user on the device and going to the server and getting results back and parsing those results and see how the application interacts back with the framework. But I think we can break down E2E tests into two sections. One of them is like testing the system as a whole, which is that's E2E. And if we take away server and all the external services, we can create UI automation tests, which are much more decoupled and are much more error prone because we're not dependent on external services and we're actually isolating the UI testing from all the rest.
That's impressive. This methodology that you're using for checking across, you have different platforms that are out there. What's as of right now? I know you're really close to Android support, but what about all the other platforms that are coming through from React Native? Are you interested in extending this or making it extensible as React Native platforms start to pop up? Are you planning on adding those inside of here or allowing people to use this testing for things like Windows and Apple TV?
That's an interesting question. I think we never really thought about that. But as of now, I think the architecture of Detox actually is really cross-platform, and we can add whatever platform we want without changing anything substantial in the main architecture of Detox. And when we started working on Android, we actually made those abstractions to take all the platform-specific stuff away into drivers that are platform-specific. And if anyone wants to add like Windows Phone support or anything like that, then I think that's going to be pretty easy, apart from, of course, all the synchronization with React Native, which is something that needs to be investigated in each platform differently. And you had another question. I think I lost you there.
I think that's pretty accurate. Like, that's really amazing to hear. I think a lot of people will be excited to use it with that.
Okay, great.
So I guess my next question would be is, how was this built? Is it kind of a JavaScript thing, or is there a lot of native code behind it? And who is going to be kind of maintaining this in the future? Is it an entire team at Wix, or how many people are going to be kind of dedicated to this?
That's a good question, but I think I have answers to everything. So we started building Detox because we really need that. We depend on this tool. And we have around today many developers writing a React Native application. The Wix application is 100% React Native application. And this is a strategic tool for Wix. We want to create a flow that involves zero manual QA. And which means that when a developer writes a feature or fixes something, then you can just run all the unit tests and the E2E tests, and if everything is green, then you can actually ship the application to production without the needing of manual QA. So it's really important for us to keep support for Detox. Detox today, it has every platform has its own native code that synchronizes with React Native on that platform. We rely on the Espresso and Earl Grey to help us with synchronization. Those are great frameworks, great gray box frameworks. So we use Earl Grey and Espresso. So, which are two native libraries that help us with synchronization with the app. And we added special React Native flavor into those libraries. We now know how to synchronize with all the native parts of React Native and know exactly when the application is idle. And that's the main thing, I think, that we needed to... Anyone who wants to extend Detox will have to other platforms will have to write, and that's probably the hardest part in Detox. And the other parts are JavaScript parts that synchronize with application. And so the other parts, they actually run in Node, and they command the device, and they actually parse the API into like a specific protocol that we wrote, and they know how to send and invoke native functions on the devices and make them run the application and actually press buttons and expect things to happen on screen.
So when we compare Detox to other test runners, is this something that I could use with Jest? I know like Jest talks a lot about like snapshot testing and stuff. Is this sort of like that big difference between like gray box testing and other things that we've been like seeing popping up in the wild?
Okay. So I think just to make a bit order here, Detox is not a test runner. It is test runner independent. It can run on whichever. We use Mocha internally, but we are thinking about moving to Jest. We were thinking about supporting test charting and parallelizing between simulators, emulators, and devices. And so Jest for us will only be a test runner that conforms all the lifecycle of the tests for Detox.
I would imagine for somebody, you know, like myself, who, you know, is looking at like snapshot testing with Jest, you know, like just figuring out the comparisons between the two and like, you know, like understanding why I would like to use something like Detox on top of Jest, you know. But I think you answered that question.
Yeah, actually, to tie in here, there's been some, this seems to be the emerging question amongst a lot of people. And I've seen some really amazing blog posts just hitting like recently on integrating Jest and Detox seamlessly together. I think there's one, Thakar. I have no idea how to say his name, but just a little bit searching. Maybe we can include it in the notes. But it seems like as people are starting to need, or people are wanting black box testing from, you know, either previous mobile experience, people have been really just grabbing on a Detox, which is amazing. And that's why I've been so excited about it. And the fact that, you know, now that it's been tweeted, that it's going to work so well, it's really close to working for Android. It's finally a solution where we can put Appium down. In a good way. We'll put it on the shelf. We'll wait for it.
I have one more question. So could you use Detox with something like Expo?
Actually, we had an issue on our GitHub page. Someone asked if it can run on Expo. And it was Brent Botney that actually vouched for that and said that it works. So I believe him it is, but I didn't test it myself. But we have special features of opening your app with all kinds of external things. Like we actually have an API to open from URL or open from push notification. We can actually mock that. So I think all you need is to just provide a link to your application in Expo, and it just opens up the Expo app with that, and I just think it works.
I think I have one last question before we wrap it up. One thing that I've had people ask when I go in to talk about testing and training new companies on React Native in general is, does this work with tools like Perfecto and Amazon Web Services device farm, where you have that external place that kind of does the end-to-end test that Appium currently works on? Do you know anything about whether this does work with something like Perfecto or Amazon Web Services device farm?
Actually, that's a good question, and I think that we never got to test it on those specific services, but we did start talking with Mobile Center of integrating Detox, and I think it's very early. It's still very early in the process, so I don't have a lot of information regarding that. But I can tell you that today we run Detox on inside Wix on simulators and emulators, and probably the most, the thing that holds us back the most is not being able to run emulators on x86 emulators, Android, on virtual machines, because most of CI solutions today, they don't run on real machines, but on virtual machines, and they require nested virtualization to run a virtual machine inside a virtual machine. So we did start working on device support for iOS. We had like a small POC, and we think that can work with Detox. Maybe a little bit less elegant than what we have on simulators, which is actually literally zero setup on native code. And on Android, it's going to be pretty easy, I think, because there is no real blocker for us. And we're actually running, when we were testing Detox, we were actually running on devices. That's what I do when I develop. I don't see a real issue there.
Okay, so I guess the last question I have would be, what is the future for Detox, and kind of what are the plans to continue the process of development of Detox?
I think it's a big question, and let's try to just put it into a few smaller bits. We had a call from Mobile Center who wanted to try and integrate Detox inside Mobile Center, and this is something that we really want to go forward with to help extend the usage of Detox and get more feedback and more community contributing to the project. Now we started seeing issues in when growing up with Detox inside Wix. We use it quite extensively when we test, and we saw that testing gets a bit longer. So we are thinking about sharding, just running tests in parallel on multiple devices, just to cut out test times. We think it's going to be pretty significant for us, and for that we'd probably use Jest as our test runner. I also heard from Mike Grabowski that he wants to add Detox to the release pipeline of React Native. That's going to be awesome, I think. Also, we're thinking after we finish with Android to start adding features, feature that we call probing performance, which actually means that when we run our tests, we can actually measure performance counters on the device and just record them and then compare them to previous runs of the application, to previous builds. And that way we believe we can eliminate performance glitches, which are actually something that we do quite a lot when the application's performance is getting worser, and we start noticing that. So this is a feature we're thinking of adding, and we actually have an engineer working on a tool that is called Detox Instruments inside Wix right now, and this is also an open source project.
That's a really cool feature, man. That is amazing. Just being able to check which build is significantly affecting performance, that's a huge win.
Yeah, I believe so too. And another feature which we started playing with, but nothing that we started working on seriously, is something that we call Detox as a platform. So currently, when we run Detox on an application, it uses the same bundle for the entire test suite. So, but imagine if you could run different code per test on the device, like actually loading different JavaScript on the device when you between tests. That's going to be, I believe this is going to be crazy. This can actually give people access to, they can actually write features on top of Detox. Like, think about how awesome it's going to be to just run Jest inside the JavaScript core on the device itself. Then we can actually run Enzyme inside Detox, inside the device, and really create native views on the fly, and then expect that and expect on them and to see that everything we want is actually rendered on the screen.
Very nice.
Awesome. That rounds it out really well, I think. Okay, great. Well, I think we'll go ahead and now get to the picks. Peter, do you have any picks?
So my pick for this week is something I've been working on, shameless plug, called EXP Deploy CLI. So if you've used the Expo, you know, which is that layer on top of React Native, it's awesome. And you wish that you could easily deploy, you know, like a staging versus production build. This is sort of, this sort of lives on top of the EXP command line tools, and just through just some, you know, like no magic, just like some copying and pasting programmatically, it'll let you deploy to either staging or production pretty seamlessly. We have some cool features that we want to build into, like releases and even like rolling back a release. So check it out and let me know what you think, and hopefully it doesn't suck.
Awesome. Looking forward to checking that out. Ken, do you have any picks?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to follow in Peter's footsteps and do a shameless plug. we've written a sort of like come across the difficulty of you start a CLI and everybody's making CLIs again. It's a great boom. It's fun. But unfortunately, now the concept of using Commander to make a simple CLI has sort of fallen by the wayside. Your CLI has to have spinners. It has to have async. It has to have plugins and questions and answers. And it has to keep a maintainable file size. And sort of like we've revisited this problem at Infinite Red. So we decided to take one of our tools that did that, and we're putting a full fresh coat of polish on it. And we're in the middle of delivering Glue Gun, which is a white label CLI creation system. And it's a little engine inside. And we're putting like the onboarding process, which was missing because we were building the tools internally. And we decided like, this is open source. We're not going to make people have to read a lot in order to get started. So we're pretty far along with version 2.0, which is going to allow people to build really scalable, strong, stable, beautiful CLIs in a short amount of time.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah.
So my picks today, my shameless plug is going to be the React Native training that we're going to be giving in New York on October 19th and 20th. I think there's 6 tickets left. And we also have announced 6 more cities for early 2018. So if you're in Denver, San Francisco, Phoenix, Boston, Seattle, or LA next year in 2018, you can go ahead and sign up to be on the email list. So once we kind of confirm that we have enough interest, we're going to come out there and do a training. So if anyone you know might be interested, definitely check that out. My other pick is going to be Egghead.io released a new short course called Leverage the New Features of React 16. So if you're looking to kind of get up to speed on React 16, this kind of all conveys perfectly to React Native as well. So it's free, I think. So it's really good. Definitely go check that out. So my last pick is going to be Infinite Red, because they've just been doing, you know, quite a bit for the community with Chain React, also with all the open source stuff and a lot of things that they actually do that you don't probably ever hear about. And also I'm actually going to be jumping into their team, doing some contract work with them, and I'm really looking forward to that. So I just wanted to plug Infinite Red as my last pick. Okay, well, that wraps up episode 78 of React Native Radio. Rotem, thank you for joining the show today.
Thank you very much. It's been very fun. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, I did too. It's been really cool to talk about Detox. I keep hearing about it. I haven't yet tried it out, but now that I know a little bit more about it, I'm definitely going to take a look at it.
Ping us if you have any issues.
Definitely, definitely. Okay, well, thank you for listening to React Native Radio, and we'll see everyone next week.